Hello, and welcome to Stasis Pod, the Transformers Rescue Bots Academy podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David.
And today we are looking at the 11th and 12th episodes of Transformers Rescue Bots. First up, episode number 11, 5 into 4. This one first aired February 2nd, 2019, written by Ben Ward, a British TV writer who's also done a bunch of... This is his first Rescue Bots episode, but he did many others afterward. This
more British writers. What the heck?
I guess it was animated in England, so they just called in a bunch of British guys.
We need some Danger Mouse writers.
Since I didn't notice that,
I will
last time.
Say that he does seem to have done his homework, so that's nice.
Yes.
Oh, Horrible Histories.
Yeah.
Is that the show I'm thinking of? I think I've seen bits of that, and it was real funny. I'm thinking of the wrong British. Yeah, it was Horrible Histories. That's fun.
Okay, so we begin. We are on the Sigma, the ship that has been used.
What, the Sigma?
Yeah, it has been.
No, Gen Alpha, Skibbity nonsense.
I have no idea what that means.
No, Skibbity bad. Sigma, I have no fucking
apparently
clue.
Sigma is some. I mean, Sigma is, you know, like a Greek letter, but also it's some kind of kid slang.
All I know is that it means it's time to be a hero and time to turn the tide.
Yes.
Because, you know, Sigma 6 is on your side.
Yes.
This is the ship that was used by the Rescue Bots throughout the previous series, and now our
That they built at the end of the series because their first one blew up.
Yes,
R.I.P. their first ship. I thought their ship.
Yeah, because it's the new Sigma.
Oh, okay.
So they're just out. Heatwave's got the our gang hanging out on the Sigma. And it turns out that Hoist, before he did this, he was a spaceship repairman back on Cybertron.
Good, solid employment.
Yep. So he's like, oh, yeah, I know. He sees a light flash. He's like, I know how to fix this. Turns off the gravity.
Oops.
So, you know, you
just went upside down.
Yep. You just shouldn't make assumptions there, Hoist. That might be important in several minutes.
That might be the theme of the episode.
So he's like, listen, you guys take the day off, study, you know, rescue stuff. But Wedge, you know, he's very perceptive. He notices that, you know, the Sigma, it's only got four chairs, because there were only four original Rescue Bots.
Uh-oh. But there's five of us.
That means that one of us isn't going to pass.
That means one of us is going to die.
That's right. Because Hotshot, he remembers, oh, my friend Jet Bash. He tried out for the Cube team, but now he didn't make it. Now he can't even get tickets to the game.
Also, did you catch the override code for the gravity?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
The name drop.
Override code Baranova. From yes. Professor Baranova, who eventually would marry Doc Green.
Doc Green. They did their homework.
They did.
Hmm.
This writer may be new, but they have done their homework.
Mm-hmm.
Jet Bash is a good name.
Is it? Is it, though?
It kind of is. It's dumb, but it feels like a very Transformers
I
name.
Would argue that it's not, but...
It's as good as Hotshot or Wedge.
No. It gets worse.
And then, they also notice that they're also missing a stasis pod. So clearly somebody
one of their
is
stasis pots has been removed.
Somebody's getting the axe.
Yep, somebody's getting murdered. R.I.P. one of these kids.
So,
although, like, the missing stasis pod that looked like it'd just been ripped out kind of felt like the beginning of a horror episode in a way. It's like it's a sign one of you is going away and you're going to die.
No, instead, everybody's decided it is time to suck up like they've never sucked up before.
Yes, they're paranoid about job security.
Yeah. And this economy?
Relatable.
Yeah.
So Hoist trying to show off this super magnet that he made that is too much of a super magnet. And then Whirl's...
too magnetic.
And then Whirl's trying to, like, fly through a hurricane in the danger room, and that cuts all the power.
Because she overloads it, because she runs the hurricane at too high a speed.
And then Medix and Wedge come in, and they try to impress everybody by how fast they're fixing it. And then he has no idea what's going on with you people, but, you know, our next...
You kids are being weird.
But our next exercise tomorrow, it's important, and you're going to do it in a volcano.
I would say, why do they need to practice doing rescues in a volcano, but then I remember what show
it's
we're
true.
On.
Yes, it was the first season. It was admittedly an artificial volcano on the island, but still.
Yeah. And so they immediately assume, okay, this is important. That means that if we fail it, we're fired. We're kicked off the team.
We're gone. We gotta go back to Cybertron.
That's right. Gotta become robot hobos. Just gonna be spend the rest of our lives riding the rails.
Aww. That sounds sad.
Just playing the harmonica. And so they spent...
If only I had known I could grab my harmonica, but it's in the other room.
And they spend the whole night just obsessing over this and trying to figure out how they're going to do it.
They're up all night. They don't get any rest.
Nope. So they turn up, and they're obviously exhausted. And he waves off, well, you know, sometimes, you know, you have to do rescues under all conditions. So, sure, why not? But then they all suck.
Yeah, they do very poorly at rescuing poor Hard Luck Chuck from the volcano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't, like, they're sleep-deprived acting, but the robots get sleep-deprived. I don't, this stasis pod isn't exactly, like, sleeping to recover. What?
I mean, they have something resembling sleep, because like in Beast Wars, remember, you used to see guys sleeping.
But that's more like they need to recharge, I would think, other than, oh, I've been awake too long, I need to shut my eyes. It's weird.
I mean, maybe it is like that. Like, that's like, what if you don't recharge for too long, it's like being sleep-deprived.
Yeah.
Hey.
Sounds good to me. I accept this. Canon accepted.
I mean, it's tenuous, but we'll accept it. Anyway, so finally, you know, Hotshot does transform into plane mode to try and get this rescue going. And he does get them out of there, but what he doesn't do is get Tough Luck Chuck, who is left behind in the lava.
Fortunately, only fake lava.
No. Yes, R.I.P. Tough Luck Chuck. His luck was tough indeed. So they all fail. And so they tell Heatwave, listen, we couldn't really concentrate knowing that one of us was going to get expelled.
And he's like, one of you are going to what now?
And Heatwave is like, what is wrong with you?
You know, reasonable question.
Nobody's getting expelled. We had 4 rescue bots, that's why the Sigma has 4 seats.
It can be expanded to however many is necessary.
Yes. We can put in more chairs.
Imagine you can go get more chairs.
And so they, you know, they then run the rescue again, and this time they do not let Tough Luck Chuck get incinerated by lava.
Yeah, because they wait an extra day.
Yes, but what Hoist what does happen is that Hoist turns on his super magnet again, and everybody gets jammed into a giant magnet pile. But this one was pretty amusing. I enjoyed how they obviously get worked up over absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Doing kid stuff. Also, Hotshot brings up Jet Bash again, and Heatwave says he has no idea who Jet Bash is. It's just like, what are you kids going on about?
Yeah, it's a fine episode. It's
a little moral of the story simple. Episode.
We just breeze through it, which is fine.
Yeah.
I mean, they're all very sort of breezy episodes.
It's a breezy series.
I was a little sad when a stasis pod was threatened and seemingly destroyed. Like, oh no.
It's just being maintenanced. It's fine. It's fine.
Cat, why are you...
Alright, and then that brings us to our second episode of the evening, Rescue Promo. In which, this is first aired February 2nd, 2019, and written by Kieran Morrison and Mick O'Hara, notable British puppeteers.
I was going to say Mick O'Hara is an incredibly British name.
Yes, it is. Last scene around these people.
Mick O'Hara.
Writing The Bot Who Cried Rescue.
All right.
So Heatwave is... He's making a new recruiting video for the rescue bots. Which seems kind of weird. Are they starving for recruits? Like, would they rather have more than these five goofballs? Actually, that does make sense.
Do they need more? I guess you want some extras, just in case.
Yes. I mean, this is between you and me. I don't think all these five are making it through this alive.
Actually a lot darker than they make it out to be.
They've almost died on multiple occasions, largely due to their own stupidity.
Yes.
And in fact, Heatwave is going to record the rest of this video later today, but Optimus Prime calls, needs his help. So instead, Whirl, who is clearly the most interested in pretty much everything, is going to be recording it herself.
What is Optimus Prime doing that he needs help? Heatwave's help with? I don't know. Maybe something fire-related.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, Whirl is very excited. I like that the camera is just like a big chunky camcorder kind of camera.
Yes.
Mm.
You could just have her recording it on some sort of internal thing, but no, it's good to have that big chunky visual representation that there is a camera.
Yes. And so he tells everybody to act natural. Medics is completely incapable of acting natural.
Not even trying.
Yes, I too will go to my home for sleep. But instead, we go to the danger room to try and film something. Tough Luck Chuck is there. Hoist, once again, is a total spaz and accidentally unleashes a danger room tidal wave.
Oops.
Mm, yeah. And then just all trying too hard.
And then Hoist is going to explain how the ground bridge works via the magic of hand puppets.
Oh, yes, the puppet
that
power.
Was pretty that was adorable.
Mm-hmm.
And then he just backs into the portal.
I do like...
And he goes to Outer Mongolia.
No.
I do like... Can she not bring him back? She's just like, oh, I guess we'll see him when he gets back from Outer Mongolia.
I mean, maybe she doesn't want to bring him back because he's still going to have those puppets with him.
They were cute puppets. He had a little Optimus Prime and Heatwave puppets. They were cute.
He did. They were they're excellent puppets.
Yes.
And Hoist does seem like the kind of gentle soul who would enjoy hand puppets.
Yes. Maybe not what she was wanting for her video, though.
No. And then Hotshot almost breaks the camera. And then instead she ends up with 3 hours of endless yammering from medics. Are you talking about the magic of bandages?
Bandages.
Yeah, bandages and gauze. And like,
I mean, they're presumably...
You're not that kind of medic, are you?
Maybe
well,
he
no,
is.
I guess he's probably trained in that kind of
he
medicine.
He is that kind of medic.
He is a xenobiology specialist, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Xenomedicine.
I Xeno medicine right here. I see my notes in front of me.
Yep.
So she looks over her footage and she decides that, much like that, much like that Pharrell Williams movie from a couple of weeks ago, this movie is unreleasable.
Oh no, was that unreleasable?
Well, I guess they filmed it, and then it had like a big name cast, and then I guess they just looked at the footage and said to the studio, we can't make a movie out of this.
What?
Musicians.
And then they didn't.
The end.
Yeah. Yeah, so Whirl has produced the Day the Clown Cried of Rescue Bots recruitment videos.
Oh, man.
But then she decides that, you know, impossible is really just I'm possible without the space, and that she could do it.
Oh, no. Oh, no, Whirl, no.
No, what?
Also, when Hoist comes back from Outer Mongolia, he's got a real nice little hat. I appreciated his Mongolian hat.
So, and to make matters worse, Heatwave is going to bring Optimus around, and he's going to watch the movie too.
Oh no, pressure!
But hey,
the boss is boss.
But hey, now there's a rescue, and so she can film stuff during the rescue. It just so happens that it is at a cake factory.
A perfectly normal Griffin Rock cake factory with an insane cake making machine.
Yeah, this is that has gone this is rogue. Some extremely Griffin Rock peril here.
Like, this should definitely have like that that breakfast machine music from Pee Wee's Big Adventure playing over it.
Yes.
Alternately, Powerhouse from those old Warner Brothers cartoons.
Yeah. The silly factory song.
And this is, in fact, the same baker that we saw in Rescue Bots, Mr. Pfeiffer.
Nice. Ah. Yay, returning humans.
Who was also constantly getting involved with bakery disasters.
Bakery machinery related disasters.
He was the guy who was involved with the giant pizza thing.
Oh, yeah.
At one point, his bakery caught fire. Apparently, also, his wife was a noted shoplifter.
What is this, Breaking Bad?
Jesus Christ, Marie, they're minerals! Anyway, so as you can imagine, with a factory that makes pies and cakes going berserk, this rescue quickly becomes a farce.
Yes. It is a food fight.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's all covered in cake and frosting and assorted other colorful, goopy substances.
And did anybody note the nod to a long-running fandom in-joke?
Yes!
What would I miss?
Because, of course, Hotshot gets immersed in a vat of jam.
Oh!
And he calls it out.
Yeah, he says, jam!
I was writing a note I did not notice.
I absolutely caught that.
So for anybody who doesn't need to take a multivitamin and stretch before doing any strenuous activity, back in the ancient year of 2002, at the dawn of time, they included little comic books with the first Armada figures. And the one for Hot... I guess the first one involved Hotshot trying to, like, recover an energy chamber of something that also kind of looked like a big thing of jam.
It did.
Yeah.
And it was given new captions by a noted British fan, Yartek. I don't know if we'll reveal his real name here. But he made... Hotshot like this nonsense spouting lummox who was upset with jam.
Yes.
Yeah.
Why my shoulders hurt?
You did have weird shoulders.
It was
crumple zone. Hump that tank.
It was extremely popular.
Yes. Yeah.
Because it was simple and easy. The art was a little goofy to begin with. Because
it was Dreamwave, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was also very funny.
It was very funny. Yeah.
My life is pain.
Jam!
And the major thing was, what is it, Yum Jam?
Yes.
Well, yes.
J, A, capital A, small m, J.
And it was also Comic Sans, of course.
Yes. I know at some point Ben Yee's, like, toy review rating system was based on it.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, art. Yeah, the art was inspired by that. Yeah. Does he still use that? I haven't checked it out.
Yeah, I caught that.
Anyway, I got a laugh out of this. But World does eventually manage to shut down this out-of-control baked goods machine. So we're back at the base, and Whirl is like, listen, maybe impossible actually does mean that something is impossible, because I totally beefed this assignment, and I don't have anything that is capable, that is even close to being a video. But hey, it turns out that, Prime is like, listen, it's okay to ask for help, and also, it looks like
sometimes
your friend...
Sometimes it's braver to ask for help.
Yes. And also, it looks like your friends put together a gag reel out of your actual footage, and it's hilarious.
Hmm. Which makes Prime
Optimus
laugh.
Optimus Prime's laugh. Oh my god, it's not okay. It's terrifying.
Oh.
Oh, well, also, isn't it a different voice actor for Prime than when we first saw Prime in this series?
Yes. This has gone back to standard Cyberverse guy, who is, you know, epic voice guy or whatever.
I like the first.
I also prefer the first guy.
He does still continue to have that horrifying faceplate chin thing that I don't care for and which makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's not right.
I like it in concept. It doesn't quite work, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it at all. It's bad.
All right, and that pretty much does it for this week. These are two fun episodes. This show's kind of growing on me.
Yeah. It's very light and quick.
Mm-hmm.
That helps. The silliness of a cake machine.
You just have to accept that these kids are extremely stupid and are dangerous to themselves.
Yes.
And others. All right. But that'll do it for us for this week. We'll be back next week with more exciting Rescue Bots action, including the return of a character for Robots in Disguise.
Ooh.
Who could it be?
Is it Strongarm? I think it should be Strongarm.
Who could it be?
It's probably not Strongarm.
It is unfortunately not Strongarm.
Aw. It should be Filch. Finally got a toy.
Oh, wait.
Yes.
I finally found the toy.
I did see one on the shelf, but that was a high enough priority that I pre-ordered her, so someone else can get the one that was on the shelf.
For me, it was pretty much, if I see her, I'm buying her. I saw her, I bought her.
Yes.
And a cute little bumblebee. He's so small, the little penny racer bumblebee.
He is really cute.
And he's finally got that gun that everybody had in G1.
Mm-hmm.
Gennaro gun.
Yeah, I want like mass-produced versions of that gun.
Alright, but of course, until then, you can find us all over the internet. We are on Twitter, we are on Facebook, we are on Blue Sky, we are on Mastodon, and we are on Patreon.
Yes, we are hosted on iconunderground.net, where David and I are also trying to get back into the swing of doing our news podcast, so you can catch our discussion about Lyokaiser over there. So that is... we also have a Patreon set up for hosting and other expenses for all of our podcasts. It is patreon.com/iconunderground. And for February, we couldn't find any good Sam Wilson content because poor Sam has been sadly neglected from the sort of garbage that we normally dig up for these sorts of tie-ins. So instead, we are going with something tying into Bandai's big announcements of a new partnership with a Western producer to make a live-action Gundam series. Well, this is not the first time that's happened, because we dug up the 1999/2000 G-Savior movie. I think Rob described it in our chat as the worst episode of Stargate he had seen. It's not good, but that makes for fun episodes.
It's not the worst thing we've seen.
I mean, it's...
No, it is not the worst. It's one of the more boring things we've seen.
Yeah, yes. It definitely.
But it's not the worst.
Yeah, we've seen worse, but it's definitely not great. It's extremely of its time, and sadly, its time meant nobody knew what Gundams were, so they didn't want to go around throwing around the word Gundam in a literally Gundam related movie.
No.
Also, you can find out what interesting connection this has to Rescue Bots in a sort of, you know, degrees of separation kind of way.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you'll pretty quickly figure out what it has to do with Beast Wars.
Yes! If only he was going to kill them because God told him to. it was fun... I don't know if I want to say it was fun to rewatch it. It was fun to rewatch it with an eye to discussing it for the podcast, because...
It was interesting to rewatch after not seeing it for, like, nearly 25 years.
It was an interesting discussion, and I apologize for going down a rabbit hole about Jim series mobile suits. I like them. They're great. They're just these guys. They're just randos. They're just rando nobodies, and they look like they're going to get punched in the face. That is patreon.com/IaconUnderground.
All right, we'll be back next week with more Rescue Bots, with Tyrannosaurus Wrecked and Blame Game. That probably gives away which Robots in Disguise character is going to be on it.
Yeah, a little bit. A little bit. I'm guessing probably he's not Kerry Payton anymore.
No, but he is his non-union Mexican equivalent.
Okay. Alas.
So until next time, I'm Rob.
I'm Jen.
And I'm David.